The group Citizens Against the Wall, or CATW, has challenged UDOT on several issues related to the installation of a 3,200-foot-long, 18-foot-high noise barrier along I-80. UDOT has its own standards for how many tax dollars can be spent to mitigate noise impacts for new highway projects. CATW spokesperson Tom Farkas says UDOT has miscalculated the costs of the noise barrier and it doesn't meet their own criteria.
What UDOT is doing is essentially double dipping. They're claiming their wall is only 1,600 feet long to protect the residential area, but they are claiming that that wall will benefit 24 residences. Only 15 of those residences are actually behind that section of the wall that's 1,600 feet long. So UDOT has decided to take an approach that they can say that their cost criteria, even though the wall is shorter than it provides benefit for those benefited receptors. It's just unimaginable how they can do that.
Farkas says the original noise impact assessment was wrong, and his group requested that UDOT obtain a second opinion from a different engineering company.
Lochner and Horrocks used different values for items that needed to be included for safety. They not only used different items that would be included for safety, but they used different cost values for the same item. So I don't know how UDOT can say, well, I've got this information for Horrocks, and they actually contradict each other.
Farkas says he recognizes projects can have cost overruns, but UDOT has exceeded their own guidelines from the onset.
And their current cost factor now is $20 a square foot. So we're just using what their cost factors are. Even using their cost factors, comparing what the cost would be and what the maximum allowable are, they exceed their cost criteria. Granted, when they say that, you know, instead of costing $1.25 million, it may end up costing $1.75 million. I mean, that's what happens often in construction. So we're not talking about what we think the actual cost would be in the future when they build it. We're using their cost numbers.
Farkas claims UDOT policy also requires that a noise barrier must be an actual wall, not the berm wall combination they've proposed. This, along with an improper balloting process, Farkas says, makes it invalid.
What they also did is they're supposed to only send ballots to people that are designated as benefited receptors. They get at least a 5 decibel reduction. We've shown that 8 of the people, the residents that they've sent ballots to, don't meet that criteria. So they've sent ballots to people that are not benefited receptors. And their noise policy also says that they shall send ballots to people at the end of the wall and adjacent to the wall, even though they aren't benefited receptors, they will be affected. They did not send a ballot to any of those people. So their balloting, in our mind, is invalid.
Farkas thinks the wall would be a blight on the Summit County open space policies, as well as impacting the view shed for everyone traveling along that portion of the roadway. CATW has requested the Federal Highway Administration conduct a complete independent investigation of the proposed noise barrier. According to Farkas, UDOT and the Federal Highway Administration have not responded. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.